Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He's a Guardians fan at heart. You know, he covers Major League Baseball. He covers the NFL, NFL.com. But he's a Guardians fan, a Browns fan, a Cavs fan at heart. He's Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We are well. Are you still at the meetings?
I am. I'll be leaving soon. But, yeah, I woke up this morning to some big news. Jose Quintana's a Met. Oh, wait, not that one.
That wasn't it?
No? That wasn't it. Good signing by the Mets.
Your reaction to Bell and then having Tito on yesterday I thought was outstanding. Well done, my friend. Well done. Good questions,
Adam. Oh, thanks. But yeah, I mean, he was limited because it's just a report at this point and not thoroughly done. So he couldn't talk, you know, specifically about Josh Bell. Those are the rules. But I think it's a good pickup for us. You know, people are going to be scared away of what they see in his San Diego stat line once he got traded along with Juan Soto. And he did not play well out here. He didn't. He just, you know, I don't know what was going on. But most of the guys they traded for, oddly enough, when we looked at that team with the Padres, for some reason they all didn't play well with the exception of Josh Hader. I mean, even Soto was non-Soto-ish. Brandon Drury didn't play well. And Josh Bell didn't play well. But with all that being said, he did win a Silver Slugger last year in the National League as a DH. And he is, in my opinion, significantly better than what we put out there at first base, certainly from a right-handed swinging standpoint. Unfortunately, Owen Miller just didn't cut it after the first month or so. And so this lengthens our lineup. It makes it better, and we have to continue to add to it, in my opinion.
Hey, so when you were talking to Tito yesterday, I mean, like, I know he couldn't talk about it, but what was the body language vibe you were getting? I mean, he's got to be pumped, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you're talking about throwing a guy that is a, you know, has a solid OPS. He's a switch hitter, so that's nice. It helps his lineup configuration. You know, it can get Josh Naylor off his feet. It'll be interesting to see what they do with him. So just, it continues to add to a team that, you know, won 90-plus games and pushed the Yankees to 5 games in the divisional round.
Chris, the reports are it's a 2-year deal, but the second year is an option for the player, for Josh Bell. I don't mind that at all. I'd love to have a very motivated Josh Bell playing first base and playing DH for the Guardians this year.
Yeah, I mean, what it means is, I mean, I think this is smart finances by baseball players and their agents, right? If you, I mean, he's guaranteed to make a minimum of $33 million over the next 2 years. Guaranteed, right? If he has a crappy year, if he hits .235 with 13 homers, he's coming back to Cleveland for, you know, to finish out that 2-year contract. And if he lights it up, he can go be a free agent at age 31 again and maybe get a 3-year deal this time or something like that. So it's smart for them. As far as for us, it means that we could be hunting for a new shortstop because Ahmed Rosario's in the last year of his deal and have to circle the wagons again for first base. And at the very least, it gives us another year to have guys develop in the minor leagues if we have anybody that is close to either of those positions. And we certainly know that we have an abundance of talent in middle infield.
Are you hearing any rumblings or any names attached to Guardians moves down the road here? Winter meetings or even less so?
Something you want to pay attention to today, it's within the last hour, there's been a report that the St. Louis Cardinals are very close to signing Wilson Contreras, who has spent, you know, the last 6 years on the north side of Chicago. And the reason that's important for us is it takes a team out of the running for Sean Murphy, who's the outstanding catcher of the Oakland A's, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that Yadi just retired. They need a new guy behind home plate in St. Louis. And so if they sign him, it doesn't mean they have to trade for anybody. So what it does is it actually strengthens our leverage, whether it's to go get Murphy or to go get a guy like a Danny Jansen, who is a catcher up in Toronto, because, you know, we need to do something. I think, obviously, they like Bo Naylor a lot. I don't know if they feel like turning the reins over to a division champion to a guy who's played 10 games in the major leagues or whatever it's been. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they're still talking to Austin Hedges. Even though I'm close to Hedgie, I don't know where those talks stand about bringing him back, maybe as the backup. Who knows?
Chris Rose joining us. And Chris is at Baseball's Winter Meetings, the Rose Rotation, Chris's podcast. You can hear baseball talk like crazy. Does a great job. With Sean Murphy, obviously the talk is lots of pitching prospects would be going to Oakland in this deal. How many pitching prospects, Chris? How much do you think the Indians, Guardians would have to cough up to get Sean Murphy? Terrific defensive catcher. He's won a gold glove. He's an okay hitter. And would he be worth, in your estimation, a big haul of top prospects?
Right, he's better than an okay hitter, particularly in this world where, you know, there's a lot of teams that'll go through, you know, go with starting catchers who are hitting .210. And they're okay with it, right? I mean, look at the world champs. Martin Maldonado was the guy mostly out there, and he doesn't even hit .200. Sean Murphy, compared to the rest of the catching world, it feels like, you know, Pudge Rodriguez at times. So they would have to give up a decent haul, but that's why I mentioned to you that if there's one less team in on the bidding, that would help us. Now, you don't know what other teams are behind the scenes making a play for a guy like that. I certainly would stay away from our top three pitching prospects. And I don't know if they'll be able to do that. They might have to give one guy up because Murphy's under control, I believe, for another 3 years, which is something that the Guardians covet, right? So, you know, we'll see. All I know is this, is that when we got to the playoffs, you can't have auto outs at 8 and 9. You just can't. And expect to win. So the question is, how do we continue to compete with teams like the Astros and the Yankees? And you got to imagine the White Sox are going to be back in this thing. And the Mariners are really, really good. And the rest of the AL East, Toronto, Baltimore's coming up. We know about the Rays. If you want to get better, you have to improve in certain areas. So that means sometimes giving up a piece you don't want to.
Let's switch gears over to the NFL. You want to talk about yep. Deshaun Murphy. Let's talk about the other Deshaun Watson, and what you thought about what he was able to do for the Browns on Sunday.
Well, obviously we're strictly talking about the football side of things here.
Correct.
It was a rough walk. I don't think I heard Kevin Stefanski talk about why he threw. I thought he was throwing split-finger fastballs. Like, what were there, five passes that hit the dirt, if you will, the carpet, whatever?
And a couple more that were actually low and caught, Chris.
Yeah, I expected serious rust after 700 days, right? But there were times where, like, it looked like football tryouts out there. It was brutal. You know, I think we're thankful that we were playing a homecoming game, even though we were on the road. That's a terrible team.
Homecoming, that's great.
So, you know, that's good. I mean, our defense played great. Couple scores there. Nice to see Donovan Peoples-Jones breathe some life into what has been a lifeless special teams for the most part this year. So that part was great. But Deshaun was bad. And if it's not significantly better this Sunday, it could be ugly.
You mean mechanically? I mean, I think it's going to be a slow burn till next season. I'm just...
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think that we all have to, like... So at the beginning of the year, I think we were all caught up in, okay, we understand that this is the penalty, and we're looking at this strictly through a football-playing lens.
Right.
if we can be 6-5, do we have a shot when he returns? And I think, and maybe I was a little guilty of this too, was overestimating, although I was cautious in my mind, like, what's he going to look like? And particularly with the way that Jacoby Brissett played through 11 games, I mean, he played great football for the most part. Really outstanding football. And in my opinion, earned himself a nice, nice contract somewhere. And the ability to start somewhere next year, too. Like, do we think that Deshaun, by the end of this year, is even going to reach Jacoby-type levels with his football play? I hope so. I would be willing to take whatever record it is as long as he continues to progress and feel more comfortable and get used to this system and all that sort of stuff so that he has almost like a 6-game exhibition season under his belt. And I know it's weird to talk about that because Browns are 5-7. We've seen weird things happen over the last 5 games of a regular season before where you don't think there are teams that can get in and they end up getting in. But, you know, I'll be really interested to see how it plays out.
Chris Rose is joining us, and the Bengals coming up. Here you go. Things are rolling. Like it. With Baker Mayfield now coming to your town, what do you think is going to happen there? Obviously, the Rams need a quarterback for the next 5 games.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just a little bit because Wofford's been banged up. He missed the game. You know, they started Bryce in Kansas City. So I think they just needed another arm. You know, they know that Stafford's coming back. I think that, unfortunately, Baker's career is a little bit at a crossroads, right?
Yes.
He was not good in Carolina. I think next year he goes in and you know, he wants a chance to compete for a starting job. I don't know where that happens, to be honest with you. Because none of us know what happens behind the scenes. And Steve Wilks on his way out, the new interim coach down there in Carolina, said, listen, Baker was nothing but great here, even when we replaced him with Sam Darnold most recently. So, you know, I hope that bodes well for him, because if you're competing for a job and you don't get it, you can't be the guy that is bitching and moaning, because teams don't have patience for that. You know, they don't like listening to their stars complain, let alone guys who think they should be playing and aren't. Those guys end up out the door. So I think he's at a real interesting spot in his career.
I'm curious to see. Does a guy get picked up on waivers on Tuesday and play on Thursday? Sure sounds like he'll be out on the... Everything you read says that he might be out on the field a little bit tomorrow. I'd find that fascinating.
I wouldn't believe that. Like I said, unless their backup quarterback that I haven't read, like I've been obviously underwater in the baseball world here for the last 72 hours, but unless Wofford's hurt, why would they? They love that guy. Sean McVay loves that guy. Remember, he started him over Jared Goff in a road playoff game a couple of years ago up in Seattle. That's who they rode with, mm-hmm. Even though Goff was healthy enough to play. They ended up having to play with it because he got hurt. Wofford got hurt, but I mean, they're not bringing Baker and being like, oh, guys, we got Baker Mayfield. Look, that's not this.
Aaron Judge bet on himself and won big.
Yep.
Congratulations to him. What did you think when you saw those numbers?
The thing I was most surprised to hear is that the Padres had offered $400 million. I mean, they are just going crazy. They offered Trey Turner $40 million more than he ended up taking with the Phillies. So to me, I think the Padres are kind of an interesting sidebar to this. You know, the thing being around here the last couple of days about hearing the relationship between Judge and the front office, that it hasn't been great. It has not been great from what I heard. And, you know, I think he would have been taking a big leap of faith had he been going to a place like San Francisco, and he grew up less than 100 miles from there. So, you know, even though the Giants had won championships in 10, 12, and 14, they feel like they're just laps behind a team like the Yankees in terms of consistently making the playoffs. And I do believe that that's important to Aaron Judge, right? We know the money is important, but if the money is close to being equal, then why wouldn't he stay in a place that he is loved, adored, has a chance to be the captain, has a chance to be in Monument Park, and has a chance to be in the playoffs every year? I mean, I know we don't like the Yankees, but facts are facts, is that very rarely do they end up missing the playoffs. Now, they haven't made it to the World Series since 2009, and that's a problem, and they have to get better. Bringing him back is just not enough. But I'm really happy for him, for Aaron Judge.
Chris, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
Chris Rose, NFL Network, the Rose Rotation. He's covering baseball's winter meetings and happy about Josh Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.